I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, how one college basketball star power defense, intimidating dunks, and record number of block shots has lifted her, did you hear what I said, her team to the Final Four. We're talking about Brittany Griner of the Baylor Bears, and we'll talk about this year's Final Four in women's basketball. That's in just a few minutes. But first, as the whole issue of immigration is back in the news, we want to tell you about a new development with a well-known group that became a lightning rod in the immigration debate, the Minutemen. They emerged as a political force in 2002. The group advocated stricter security along the U.S.-Mexico border and even mobilized volunteers to patrol the border themselves. Now, some have praised the Minutemen as patriots who are stepping in to do what the government should have been doing all along, while others saw them as a dangerous group of vigilantes. Now, Carmen Mercer, the president of the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps, says she is dissolving the corporation. She's with us now to tell us more about that. Carmen Mercer is on the line with us from her restaurant, the OK Cafe in Tombstone, Arizona. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hello. How are you?
Let's just walk through what has happened. On March 16th, you sent out what was billed as an urgent call to all Minutemen. You encouraged people to gather, right, at the border on March 26th, and you encouraged people to be armed. You said long arms will be allowed and, frankly, encouraged. So why did you send out that call, and then what happened next?
Well, we certainly have seen the deterioration on the border. I mean, our border is a war zone, and this incident with the rancher Robert Krantz being shot while he was attending to illegal aliens certainly shows that our borders need to be secured, and the dramatic mood in the country is also changing. We've seen that even in the tea parties, that people are becoming more radical, people are becoming more aggressive. It's about, you know, being pushed in the corner, and when you're pushed in the corner long enough, you fight back.
Wait a minute, hold on, slow down. You're saying that the rancher was shot? I thought that the rancher shot someone else.
Oh, no. The rancher was killed, and
the rancher was killed.
He was shot and killed. While he was giving aid, the last conversation that was heard between him and his brother, that he was giving aid to illegal aliens, and then he was shot in cold blood.
Is that why you asked people to gather at the border, or
After our call to action. But we certainly realize that the mood in the country is changing, and it saddens me to say that the Krantz incident brings this, you know, secure our border issue to the forefront again. It should not have to wait for an incident like that.
Okay, but hold on. I still don't understand. You're saying you asked people to show up, and they did. So then what happened?
Well, we had what showed me was we have great volunteers in our organization. When I sent the call out, I also have received from the thousands of people who opened the email, I also received hundreds of replies of people telling me that they're ready to defend their country in a stronger way than they ever had before. We had answers from people who had not answered for quite a while, and I certainly also realized it would only take one bad apple to destroy all the good that we've worked for in the last 8 years. And so we decided not to do this muster. We decided not to enforce the standard operating procedures. And so we also decided that simply for liability reasons, as well as the volunteers, as well as the organization, to let the individual chapters incorporate themselves. And we certainly have given them all the tools in the last 8 years to function on their own. And they've been wanting to do that.
So you were worried about the mood, is that it? You're saying you were worried about the tone of some of the
Absolutely.
Emails you received?
Not the tone of the organization, but the tone of the American public in general. We certainly were. And as we want to make sure that our ranchers are protected and that there is no liability issue for them, because we've been patrolling on their land for the last 8 years. And we certainly also want to look out for them, that nothing will happen.
What do you think is going to happen now? You're saying that groups will be more locally controlled and that makes more sense.
Right. Yeah. It does make more sense also because the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps does not only work on the border. We also work in the legislature. And so it'll just make it more effective. And, you know, until the federal government will do the job of securing the border, you know, violence is certain to continue and escalate. And we're dedicated to not operate under this deteriorating climate of the border.
But on the one hand, you know, now the Tea Party movement is getting a lot of attention. Do you feel that are some of the people who've been involved with the Minutemen attracted to that movement, or is there some relationship there, or is it really more that you feel that the quality control, if you want to call it that, is harder to do on the scale that you've been doing it, and you really just want people to be more locally focused?
Well, we want people to be more locally focused as well. But, you know, we work well with the people of the Tea Party. It's all about people getting together and working for one common cause. And the Tea Party people are certainly involved in that. We are involved in that. We encourage people to join the Tea Parties as well. So it's not that we are just about Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. No, it's a much larger scale, and it needs much more attention. It needs millions more of attention. You know, we have 300 million people in the United States, and I would love for them to all go on board, and then we wouldn't have to worry about, you know, bills being introduced and voted in that the American public doesn't want. And certainly our federal government needs to wake up and realize this year is going to be the revolution, because we're going to have a peaceful revolution in the new election, and that's where it really, really counts that our people are making their voices heard.
All right. Well, Carmen Mercer, thank you for speaking with us.
You're quite welcome. Have a great day.
Carmen Mercer is the president of the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps. She recently announced that she will dissolve that corporation. She joined us on the phone from Tombstone, Arizona.